Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The T-Biz podcast delivers tea news that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Tea nourishes and inspires. It is an ancient plant-based medicine that simultaneously heals and energizes the body as it soothes the mind. Making fine tea is a blend of artistry and craftsmanship. The $200 billion tea trade is fundamentally local, yet exerts global influence, employing millions to enhance the well-being of all.
Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. A proposed global alliance would creatively constrain tea production. Lakshmi Tea acquires Rwanda's Swathi Tea Estate. And a TikTok sensation inspires Sprite Plus Tea. Plus, Amigos do Chá. Brazil is a vast beverage market with a well-established tradition of tea and herbal infusions. Coffee and yerba mate dominate, but at-home tea is projected to generate $8 billion in sales this year, and restaurant delivery and takeaway tea sales will add $6 billion more. Growth is powered by evolving health and wellness trends that favor the diverse and distant teas and blends. Conversations among young urban consumers seeking healthier lifestyles now center on origins, styles, and functionality. Low-calorie, preservative-free beverages are associated with relaxation and well-being. This week, editor Arvinda Ananthiraman will introduce veteran importer and retailer Elisabeth Vandervoorst. Her business, Amigos do Chá, Friends of Tea, is located near Sao Paulo, the hub of specialty tea, a market she has served for 30 years. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What makes a perfect cup of Ceylon tea? The perfect cup is from the tea businesses that ensure the protection of all the children living within their tea estates. We salute Keilani Valley, Telawakili, Bogawanthalawa, Harana, and Eliptia Tea Estates. Support Save the Children, Sri Lanka.
Africa's tea stakeholders believe that actions more than words are needed to address the global challenges facing the tea industry. East African Tea Trade Association Managing Director George Rumuga said those attending the 6th African Tea Convention understand the need to reduce production to improve quality and raise profitability, which is essential to finance climate resilience and achieve sustainable cultivation at origin worldwide. He said a key takeaway from the gathering is the need to establish a global alliance of tea-producing countries to enforce creative constraints on production. Rumuga cited India's decision to close factories nationwide for 3 months beginning November 30th as an example that other producing countries should adopt. He said that growers in the main tea-producing countries of Kenya, Malawi, Tanzania, Rwanda, and Uganda should lower volumes by reducing their pruning cycle to 3 years from the current practice of 4 years. He said attendees stressed the importance of government and tea board collaboration in establishing quality standards for producing quality teas. quote, value addition is critical, end quote, he said. Omuga explained that Africa has a huge potential for increased domestic consumption. Producers should pursue market diversification strategies, including leveraging the African Continental Free Trade Agreement to promote intra-African tea trade. He said he hopes to persuade tea producers to give the East Africa Tea Trade Association the marketing mandate to create new markets, expand emerging markets, and protect existing markets. Attendees discussed the negative impact of synthetic fertilizers on soil ecosystems and the importance of reducing reliance on wood for fuel. To promote sustainability, Africa's 18 tea-producing nations should increase the participation of women in decision-making positions, he said. The Rwanda Tea Association, the National Agricultural Export Development Board, and EATTA organized this year's conference in Kigali. The group last convened in Rwanda in 2013. Business Insight. After returning to Mombasa from the convention, EATTA's George Omuga spoke in depth with TBiz on achieving a balanced definition of sustainability based on renewable energy, low-carbon production, and organic inputs. The interview posts Friday, October 25th. U.S.-based Tea Importers, Inc. has sold its majority interest in Sawarthi Tea Estate in Rwanda to an affiliate of Lakshmi Tea Company of India. Principal Andrew Wertheim, who announced the sale, writes that Sawarthi supports more than 6,000 smallholder farmers and employs nearly 2,500 workers in the factory, fields, and forests. He said this strategic move will positively impact the community, adding that the sales will bring synergies for Lakshmi customers buying Sawarthi tea produced at Jisovu, Funda, and Rugabol. Rudra Chatterjee, managing director of Lakshmi Group, shared this comment, quote, "We hope to build on the works the Wertheim family has done to enhance Sawarthi quality and improve realizations for smallholder farmers." Quote, "In Jisovu, Funda, and Rugabadu, farmer incomes have increased due to better price realization," writes Chatterjee, who also chairs the Silverback Tea Company, a joint venture between the Wood Foundation Africa and Lakshmi Estates. In 1972, the government of Rwanda invited Andrew's father, Joseph Wertheim, to build a factory in Kinihira, in Rwanda's northern province. A joint venture agreement was signed in 1975, with U.S. investors owning 51% and the government of Rwanda 49%. The first stage of the factory was completed in the fall of 1978, and the first tea was sold at London auctions in February 1979. Sawarthi now produces organic, orthodox, and green teas in addition to CTC teas, and is the largest single-producing tea factory in Rwanda. The estate and factories are internationally recognized leaders in corporate social responsibility, having received numerous awards. Quote, "We believe Lakshmi Tea will carry on our commitment to improving lives through tea while making the needed investments to expand Sawarthi's production capacity to the next level as the crop increases," end quote, writes Wertheim. In a letter announcing the sale to customers, Wertheim writes, quote, "It has been almost 50 years since we started in Rwanda, and the decision to leave was not easy. Sawarthi has been a big part of our family. It was our father's passion as well as ours. We hope you will all continue to support Sawarthi under leadership of Lakshmi Tea Company," end quote. The sale price was not disclosed. Lakshmi generates more than 1,500 crore, about 20 million annually in sales, approximately half of which comes from domestic sales and half from exports. Coca-Cola will launch TikTok-inspired Sprite Plus Tea next spring. The drink originated as a lemon-lime fusion of Lipton tea steeped in a bottle of soda that generated 19 million views and thousands of favorable comments on TikTok. The simple recipe involves jamming two black tea bags into the mouth of a bottle of Sprite, then close the lid and refrigerate for 3 hours while the tea cold brews a palatable variation of the well-known blend of half lemonade and half tea. The short how-to video that Malaysian beverage innovator Hisham Rao posted in July 2023 went viral, accumulating over 125 million impressions in the past year. Brand owners Coca-Cola took the hint and initiated multiple rounds of consumer research, confirming the combination of citrus offers, quote, a satisfying Sprite-forward experience with distinct tea flavors, end quote. Coca-Cola introduced Sprite Plus Tea at the 2024 National Association of Convenience Stores show and announced a zero-calorie as well as sweetened version. Delish.com associate editor Gabby Romero writes that plenty of other people, many of whom have already DIY'd this combination, had a positive reaction to the news. Quote, we're in the golden age of soda-based concoctions, with chains like Swig gaining notoriety on reality TV shows and the dirty, fluffy recipes going viral online. It's clear that sweet soft drinks are infinitely customizable, she wrote. Next, Arvinda and Antheraman in Bengaluru reports on this week's India Tea News.
India Tea News for the week ending 18th October 2024. We have some disturbing news from Darjeeling. On October 9th, the assistant manager's bungalow at the Singtong Tea Estate was burned down. A few days later, on October 13th, the same fate fell on the manager's bungalow. Workers alerted the police and the fire department, but the bungalows were destroyed. And the police say arson has not been ruled out. Singtong Tea Estate has been closed since September 25th. Following the bonus discussions, unions in Darjeeling have demanded 20%, and as protests intensified, the manager and assistant manager of the Singtong Tea Estate chose to leave without notice. This was likely done out of fear of the protests escalating. Meanwhile, the dispatch of tea from the gardens has been stopped and sold tea is piling up in the hill town. Singtong employs around 680 workers, according to reports. They've said they've not received any bonus payments. Both sides, the management and workers, are now stuck in limbo. Losses extend to both. In other news, at the 250th board meeting of the Tea Board of India held in Palampur, discussions on how to promote Kangra tea, plans to improve the tea's visibility were discussed, and the Tea Board plans to leverage resources from the recently announced Tea Development and Promotion Scheme for campaigns and sustained brand promotion. And this includes airports and railway stations. Incidentally, the East India Company's tea promotion campaign included the extensive railway network they had built to introduce and promote tea to the Indian market. And lastly, Indian industrialist and chairman emeritus of Tata Sons and the Tata Group, Ratan Naval Tata, passed away on 9th October. He was 86. Under his leadership, the Tata Group became a formidable and profitable business conglomerate with a strong global footprint. The tea industry in particular found an ally in Mr. Tata under his leadership. Tata Tea went from being a tea plantation business to a consumer tea brand, making packaged and branded tea accessible to consumers. In 2005, he decided to exit the plantation business in Munnar, but rather than sell the company, he offered it to employees who continue to be shareholders of the current Devon Hills Plantation Limited. In the East, Tata Tea was divested from the plantation business in 2007. It was also during Mr. Tata's leadership that Tata Tea acquired Tetley, a brand valued at nearly four times Tata's net worth. It was described as the audacious acquisition of a global shark by an Indian minnow. His business achievements run long, but beyond that, Mr. Tata will be remembered for his humility, love for dogs, and the legacy of philanthropy that impacted everything from cancer research to sanitation. As a person who made a difference.
And now, a word from this week's sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steep simply and conveniently.
This week we catch up with tea importer Elizabeth van der Worst in Brazil. Elizabeth started her tea business in 1994. Her company, Amigos do Chá, embodies her love of tea and its power to bring people together. Among other things, she feels a deep love for India and in particular, Darjeeling. In 2022, Elizabeth and her husband Gerard made their maiden trip to India, one that was years in planning. And she's returned every year and is now planning to bring a tour group to India from South America and Europe, scheduled for 2025. Listen to Elizabeth speak about her love for India and why she can't wait to show tea lovers the beauty of this country. Elizabeth, let me start by saying thank you for being part of the Tea Deals podcast. We are so happy. This is a long overdue conversation.
It's so my pleasure. Talking about tea in India.
We've talked about it in our own conversations, but I thought I should hear from you again and others should as well. How did this love for India develop?
My journey with tea truly began when I moved to the Netherlands. In the 90s. There, my husband, who is Dutch, introduced me to the world of tea. And my very first experience was with none other than Darjeeling tea. And it was a staple to on the shelf and available in every tea shop we visit. The name Darjeeling was completely unfamiliar to me in that time. Once in Brazil, I never tasted it in my own life because in my generation, the tea, and I mean a lot of the women here, they knew only about herbal infusion. We thought it was tea, but it was herbal infusion made by our grandmothers, mothers like mint, chamomile, fennel, and other resin herbs. My curiosity drove me to understand why Dutch people were so fond of tea. At that time, offering tea was like a first gesture of hospitality. I never heard about it, was completely ignorant about tea. This warning gesture left a lasting impression on me, and Darjeeling being my first experience, became my favorite. It inspired me to create my own tea import business when I returned to Brazil. Well, India became a part of my thoughts, not only because it is the producer of Darjeeling, but also because I had the chance to meet my first tea supplier in the Netherlands, Jaap de Groot, who had a deep connection with India. He traveled around the tea several times, frequently, and sharing his stories, painting, and extraordinary imagining of India in my mind. But that time it was unreachable to me, you know? So because I needed to establish my business, my first time in business, before I couldn't fulfill my dream of visiting India. Many challenges on this journey meant that I had to focus on building my mission to promoted tea culture in Brazil.
It still took you, what, 25 years before you made your India visit?
Yeah, the trip to India. Yeah, this is my favorite topic this day, because I think everybody here, I talk about India like it's my neighbor, you have to go to India and speak about, I think people are full of me to speak about India, But it's my topic, a favorite topic. I have been to India 3 times, not twice. I've been in India 2022, was my first time, 2023, and this year. Darjeeling was in my mind always, was my next stop. I arrived in Bagdogra on September 30, and during the Durga Puja festivity, 1st of October 2022, time was in a vibrant time in these festivities. We traveled from Siliguri to Darjeeling, and I made several stops during the trip. Oh, please stop here because I like to speak with the pluckers. I was like a child looking for a very big candy in my hands, was overjoyed. They were my inspiration, the pluckers. With every ascent up the Himalayas, my enthusiasm grew, and I felt as if I was floating in the clouds, literally. After visiting, Mr. Raju took me to a tea farm, a local tea farm, agricultor, very little company. And after that, at dusk, approached. I kept asking, Mr. Raju, where is Darjeeling? He said, we are arriving. And then he said to me, oh, see those teeny lights over there? Is Darjeeling. Oh, I could not help but burst into tears intense. And look, when I speak and when I remember, I become emotional again. And because Darjeeling has always felt like a home to me when I arrived there, I feel like I was an old resident returning to the place, was like that. Seeing Mountain Kanchenjunga at sunrise was a spiritual experience. Last year, the 3 months stay turned into 5 months is another story. And this year, I return another 1.5 months. And why? Why? Because tea brought me to Darjeeling, to India, and Kolkata, where I formed partnership and friendships. But the greatest reason in that is that India offers so much in every aspect, cultural, emotionally, and also technologically, and philosophy. Everything is in India. You have to be proud of India. Of course, I'm proud of my country, but India has everything. Has tea, that is my love, has friends, has beaches, has a spiritual place. You have everything in your country. And the positive energy that emanates from the people, I am rejuvenated each time I am in India. When I return, people say, did you do a plastic surgery? I said, no, it's India. And this is something else. Gerard and I are now ambassadors of the beauty of India, a side that many do not see on YouTube because, people are afraid and they, I don't like this and that. You don't see the India like we saw India is sophisticated. People are so, the smile is coming from the soul. And you feel that. It's like a medicine for you in every way, you know?
We can't wait to have you here back again soon. But yes, going back to the tours now, you want to bring friends to India as well. Can you tell us a little bit about the tours you're planning?
Oh, yeah. But, well, traveling within India can be both exciting and challenging. Now, I have faced so many experiences in India the first time. It's not easy for the first time, but you can manage of that, okay? And all this experience, yeah, and the subsequent trips, our journey have been much smoother, mainly thanks to the connection we have made through the tea community. I have a team. I make a team over there. Sometimes even to my stay, like Anthony, like Salil from the Vajara Journey, Husna, a lot of people involved in the tea industry helped me there. And I decided to offer the tours. It seems from my passion for tea and my desire to share this world with others. After traveling to the Himalayas regions, to Assam, Meghalaya, and even Nepal, I have gained so much knowledge and built such valuable relationships. I realized that I couldn't keep this experience just first for myself, you know? So many people I know in Brazil and Europe have expressed a desire to go to India, but they are afraid, mainly due to the perceived challenges of traveling there. My dream of taking people to India started on a way to introduce them to my supplier and the tea culture of Europe. But after I knew India, I always, that bigger challenge, and honestly, the more exciting one to take people over there. With the help of my wonderful partners now, like Glenn Burney, through Husna, the family Prakash, and family Pradhan, that Vajara Journey, Salil, his father, his brother, I decided to turn this dream into reality. My goal is to invite both tea lovers and those who are new to the tea world to come and explore India. I am certain that those unfamiliar with tea will fall in love with that, you know? and those who already love it, it will deepen their appreciation just as I have. We offer two well-organized tours in collaboration with these two respected companies with that work with passion and integrity. If you like, I can describe a little bit about these two tours. India is not expensive at all if you compare with Brazil, but the trip to India is expensive. It's about 14 hours. You have to stop one place and then continue your trip. So this I was thinking about. So the tour with Glenn Burney will be in March and November 2025. And with City Journey also can be March, April, and November 2025. And then every year we do this annually with both. And other options we have also. The tour is offering a lot of singles for tea lovers. The tours we offer are designed for anyone with a passion for tea, culture, and adventure. We collaborate with these two well-established partners, like I told you, Glenn Burney and Vajara Journeys. Glenn Burney Tea Tours offer a truly unique and immersive experience for tea enthusiasts. The journey begins in the vibrant city of Kolkata, the City of Joy, where we spent the night at the elegant Glenburnie penthouse that you know there. And here guests can experience the rich culture, history, and flavors of this fascinating city, including a visit to the iconic Neuhaus House, a historical landmark that reflects the legacy of the tea trade. From Kolkata, we go to Assam, where we stay at the Charmi Konga Tea Estate and the family Prakash. This part of the tour allows guests to explore the Laxi green tea gardens of Assam, known for producing bold, robust black teas. Here, we also witness the vibrant local culture and hospitality that makes each visit unforgettable. We also include in this trip the park, natural park of Kasiranga, where you can see the wildlife there in Assam. It's really beautiful. From there, of course, I let in all these tours, we let Darjeeling for the last time. Why? I like people come back to Brazil with the taste of Darjeeling tea in their mouths. And also because we have to close with the Gold Kia. From there, we go close our trip in Darjeeling, where you stay at the renowned Glenburnie Tea Estate, perched off the edge of a hill with breathtaking views of the Himalayas, and you can see, depending on the month, the Kanchenjunga. All the state guests will have the opportunity to participate of the tea plucking, learn about the intricate process of tea production, enjoying taste of the famous taste of the Darjeeling teas.
One last question. If somebody wants to get in touch about the tours, where do they get in touch with you?
I have announced it in my Instagram, but the main contact is by my email, Amigos do Chá, but they can contact me by Instagram, Amigos do Chá.
I can't think of a better person to show, you know, India's tea regions to more tea lovers and tea enthusiasts from South America, from Europe, and from wherever in the world.
India offers so many things that I can speak all day long about each detail. And, well, I hope this, my love, can pass through to these tea tours and through my words in order people visiting more India can be with me or another one, no problem. But visiting India, you get an experience unforgettable.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of TBiz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the TBiz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.